forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat
and Pat.
And this is Zeke Treatment. Podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love.
Okay, you know, you're so mad at me. You're so
No, I'm literally not. I'm actually not mad at you. I'm more mad that it's just like, it's hard because whenever we start an episode, we have to do so much tech stuff before that I'm just like, what are we even doing at this
point? I know. It kills my whole boner to use a sexual metaphor.
Obviously, that being said, I'm beyond grateful to be able to do this podcast remotely because I would lose my fucking mind if I didn't have this, if I didn't have you.
If I ain't got you... Wait, so, what is that again?
I don't know. At least
oh, no, it's Kelly. Another stray too far from the sidewalk.
What does that mean? Because of you. That's because of you.
I know, it's because of you, but you ultimately did that tune, but with different word.
I hate how frozen you are, but I like hearing your voice, so it's okay. Yeah. Let's tell them what happened. What happened was that for the second, so Pat has started a new lifestyle where he... He wakes up at, I'm going to go ahead and say 2 p.m. and then goes to bed.
No, like 1:30, you stupid whore of a prostitute.
I celebrate sex workers, so maybe you should reconsider. I was saying that's a huge celebration of you. I am a stupid whore living in the countryside. I'm literally an old timey whore with like a dirty, like one who's like really dirty and like in like a little like sweeping, and I'm like, come on in, boys, to lift up me skirt for ya. Like, that's my new vibe. I understand why Tracy said I kept peeking on the mic. It's because whenever I start talking to you, I'm literally screaming bloody murder. Okay. Pat has started a new disgusting lifestyle where he wakes up at 1:30 p.m., goes to bed at 5:30 a.m., which means that this is now the second time he's almost slept through. First time he did sleep through it. This time I saved the day because I'm a genius woman in tech. And I thought, okay, so what can I do? How can I get to Pat? And I called his phone. Couldn't get it. I said, oh my God, if only there were a way to connect with Pat. And I was like, who is the closest person to Pat? His boyfriend, Angelo. Because I'm modern Angelo and I have a relationship of our own, I have his number in my phone. I call Angelo and say, and you know, guess who answers? Guess who actually cares about me? Guess who answers first ring? Hello? And then Angelo impression.
No,
that's I said, hey, is Pat there? And he goes, yeah. And then I heard, and then I said, he knows what needs to happen.
Yeah, you're a bitchy girlfriend.
When I said he knows what needs to happen, he wants to be with me. When I said that, Brian scream laughed.
Oh my God. Wait, were you mad though, in your own way?
No, it's more like, I'm definitely not mad at you. I'm more just like so sick of the situation and like I've truly hit a wall.
I do need to like move back tomorrow. Like,
what do you mean? Okay,
like tomorrow we're doing this again, ultimately. Did you know that?
Oh, you're like, I'm not ready to wake up early.
I think that for it to set us all up for success, to set you, me, the network, and of course our guest up for success, I think like let's move it back a little bit if at all possible.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. But I'm not mad at you. I just feel like this is me when I was texting Mitra about this and she said it perfectly. It's like every morning you wake up depressed and you have to spend the whole day trying not to be, but then you wake up and you have to do it again.
Yeah, totally. I really don't like people.
A lot of people I'm talking to now are like, I'm actually loving this and I'm actually thriving. I'm like, what the fuck? Then you're a psycho.
If you're thriving
during this, you're a psycho and you need to like, you need pills and you need to go talk to someone.
Yeah. I mean, it happened bit by bit where it's like, we kept going to bed a little later. And all of a sudden it's like 5 is the new normal. Not that normal exists. Mm-hmm. At all.
Can I ask though, like, what do you guys do between like midnight and 5?
No, because it's like you have to understand that because we wake up so late, between midnight and five, it's like, it's not that what traditionally between midnight and five feels like before all this. You know what I mean? It's they're much more normal hours for us. You know what I mean?
It's a more contemporary midnight to five.
Yeah.
We're kind of throwing ritual out the window and saying, let's reimagine midnight to five as a space for us to be normal.
I am. I have gotten to a place where I don't, and I used to be a morning writer, and now I'm in a place where I do not write until like literally my writing hours have generally been like somewhere in the 1 to 3 window.
Wow. Yeah. If I'm finding that like I'm really more addicted to my morning cup of joe than I ever thought possible, and I literally am in such, isn't it amazing you take one sip and you're in a better mood?
Mm. Oh, totally. That's why caffeine's a drug. And
I love it. It's my favorite drug. Well, your love is my drug.
Did you know I used to always forget? I didn't used to forget about that song, but I used to think it was your love is like a drug instead of is my drug. But
I didn't know that you used to forget about that song.
I had a situation last night where I had a dream I was back in college.
So did I. Really? I've been having a lot of those.
I was back in college and I couldn't figure out, like, I was back in college, but I was like, I couldn't figure out who I go to tell that, like, I'm here, like, I have to figure out where I live. Like, it was this big area. Mm. And I finally found this girl and she was like, okay, are you on antidepressants? And she had this big bin and she was like, she was like at the college, like, the person who, like, gave you your antidepressants if you were on it. And she had, like, all these different, like, kind of scoopers, like, you know, at candy places where there's those metal. What is your take on those metal scoops at candy places?
Doesn't feel safe. I don't feel safe.
No, of course. Of course it doesn't. Tell me your dream and then remind me to say that there's a new thing in vogue in candy scooper culture and that I'm going to talk about after.
Go ahead. Say it now.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. No, it's just like in those spaces.
I need to not look at you because the sound is fine, but your visual is lagging. And so I feel like I'm just going to like.
Oh my God.
Is my visual lagging or is my visual perfect for you?
It's definitely not perfect, but it's not. I think that it's not lagging as much as mine is for you.
Okay, I'm going to just not look at you and just kind of talk to you as though we're on the phone.
Don't look at me.
Were we ever so young as when I was in bed in Atlanta talking to you on the phone?
Oh my God. Wait, how long ago was that by the traditional concept of time?
So that was going to go ahead and be about mid-February.
What is that?
So ultimately,
no. Wait, this
to me, that means that's 3 months ago.
No. Wait, yeah. Atlanta?
Yeah.
There's no way in hell. There's no way in heaven or hell.
Did you ever think that when we started this podcast, we will be absolutely doing it through a global pandemic?
No, I never imagined that for us.
I didn't know a pandemic was a thing. I didn't know it was a thing that could happen.
No,
I thought I had, because I love to worry. I love distress. This was never on my list of things that I'm scared of happening.
No, me neither. At all. Even at all. I used to be in the beginning. I used to watch the news every day. I used to think I had it. I was so on the pulse. I was so in a pandemic. I was
always so part of pandemic culture.
Remember, I was like, do you have it? Like, that was part of all the kind of thing we asked people. Now it's like, it wouldn't, like, now it's like nothing even means gauche. Anything anymore. It would be gauche at this point.
It would be inappropriate.
I haven't thought about if I had it in months. But
I know, it's weird. Like, and people love writing articles like, well, this is what it's going to be like. Everything is going to happen on video. No one's going to be in offices. No one's going to be in Manhattan. This is the end.
I know. It's like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, guess what, bitch? I'm never going to stop flipping my fluties around. And I'm never going to stop grinding up on strangers in loud, sweaty spaces while I'm blackout drunk. So if you think that's going to happen for me, if you think I'm going to grind via FaceTime, you need to get fucked up your O. Hey, guess what? I did anal.
Up your O. No, you did not.
I did anal. I did, well, really? Okay, I did what we're calling 3/4 anal.
Oh my God, I knew it was going to be something like that. Did you top or bottom?
I bottom.
Oh my God, you take after me. Here's what happened. You take after me, your drag mom.
I take after my drag mom, who's also a bottom.
Oh, I topped her 2 nights ago.
Oh, how'd it feel?
It was fun, but it's like whenever I top, it's like Angel, whatever.
I can't picture your dick, and I'm not going to keep trying.
Don't keep trying, but what I will say about when I top.
I feel like it's long and skinny.
Shut up. I'm not telling you anything about it.
Shut up. I feel like it's long and skinny. Shut up.
I wouldn't want long and skinny.
Yeah, I'd rather have thick long and skinny.
But anyways,
I bet yours is perfect.
No, stop. It's the stupidest one ever invented. But Andrew always rides. Whenever I top, I'm still kind of on bottom. I'm just kind of
because he's riding the cop.
And what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, it means, I don't know.
Wow.
But so wait, do you want to hear my story? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, basically, for the past like few months, we've been doing like finger in the ass stuff, and I've been really enjoying it. Like,
yeah.
Mostly just like the newness of it, and like the intimacy, and like the fresh feeling of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely fresh, capital F.
The farm to tableness of finger in the asshole.
Get you that fresh feeling. That
fresh feeling.
It's like fucking Orbit.
Oh my god, the British lady. That fresh feeling.
Get that fresh feeling. I love that. Get your ass fingered.
I love that lady. I love that lady. I feel so restless and discontent right now.
So anyways, we've been experimenting with that.
Oh my god.
But then, I don't know how it happened, but when we went to the inn, I told you about this.
Oh, yeah. I was envious.
There
of
was
that.
An empty lodge. And this woman said we could come and stay there and broadcast my live stream from it. It was so fun. And at the, you know, being in a new bed obviously makes you extra horny. So we were like really like having amazing sex at the inn. And then at the inn, we kind of played around with maybe doing it. And then for some reason, you couldn't pay me to tell you what happened, because at the inn, they would leave these baskets of like amazing Stay With Me farm to table food outside the door. So I was like completely gorged on like meatballs and like ricotta, pea, ravioli, and like arugula, roast chicken, cauliflower. Like I was like stuffed to the brim. I'd had like two IPAs. I ate so much the night before. But for some reason, the next morning, we got in the car and we drove back to Brian's house. And I cannot tell you what happened, but we got out of the car and we were like, it's so beautiful outside. And we'd had sex outside once before on this little pasture with a blanket. And so we kind of just got the blanket and we were like reading in the sun. And then something happened you're going to love this, outside in the springtime sun. We were doing vag style. I was dripping wet enough that there was like a lot of lube sort of available. Like,
oh my god.
It was the opposite of toilet paper during Corona. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious.
Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious.
And I was like literally screaming, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, because it was so intense. And then it went 3/4 in and then he came.
Wow, he came in your ass.
Not in my ass, he came on me.
Okay. 3/4 in.
Is that okay to say? Brian's is literally sitting right next to me. He's kind of just like.
He's like that painting.
Yeah, he's like that scream painting.
Is it this?
He's like, help, I married a slut.
This fall on CBS.
Help, I married a slut is the network sitcom that's going to take me to Zooey Deschanel's new girl status.
Yeah.
Help, I married a slut.
Yeah. Oh my god, that is your CBS show. It's Help, I married a slut.
I love that title. So then, then it was just like really intimate. And then to quote myself, when you shit after doing anal, it just hits different.
Oh my god. Well, were you scared after having all this arugula, all of this roast
chicken? I mean,
I don't know why I went with arugula first, but like this meal.
It defied science that there was no shit involved.
Sometimes it does defy science in that way.
It defied science, and that's why I think we're scared to try it again, because I don't want to like test my luck with the gods.
Totally. You had beginners.
With the farm fresh gods of anal.
You have what me and us in the industry of bottoming call beginner's luck.
The industry, the multi-million dollar industry.
The multi-million dollar industry of taking dicks up your asshole.
And since then, I've been ever since I ate that food, my butt's been like a little bit bad. So we haven't tried anything.
Totally.
And apparently, Bri told me that last night in my sleep, I was like.
Oh, I thought you say, I thought you can say last night in your sleep, you're like, fuck me in my ass, fuck me in my ass.
Last night in my sleep, I was screaming, fuck me in my ass again, again, just like the time outside, just like, but it really was intense, like to be doing it in the hot, naked sun.
Oh, definitely. I can't imagine doing it in the hot, naked sun. I'm reminiscing about, it's so crazy, like, these, like, when you are looking at porn, like, that it's, like, you know, sometimes you'll see scenes from the same movie. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
There's just sometimes when you're...
Yeah, 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 I know what you mean, I know
so,
what you mean.
So, there is one movie I've always seen scenes from that's, like, a lot of Outside at a Farm.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually a really hot movie.
Italian Farm.
It's a... Yeah, yeah, but it's more, like, it's more like Norwegian or something, but maybe it's Italian. Actually, one of the stars of it looks Italian. The other one looks kind of like Swedish. Anyways, it's an incredible film. I'll find it and tell everyone which one it is. I'll tell them what to. I haven't been really jerking off to porn in really all of quarantine.
Yeah, I guess a few times we've watched porn together.
I would never like that.
Really?
I don't want to watch porn with someone else. To me, it's like, okay, well, you're here, so let's just do, like...
There's this porn star we like that we say looks like me, and then we look at her. And
oh, my God. Feel
like, and then he tells me, like, you're hotter than her, and I'm like, I know.
Oh, my God.
Not that women... We should not... We should, and no. Just, and let me be... Let me say it. We should not be kind of plotting women against each other. There's room for me to be hot and for a porn star to be hot. But in my house, one of my kinks, which, and I will not shame it, is thinking that my boyfriend thinks I'm hotter than the porn star that looks like me.
Oh my God.
I would say she has bigger tits than me, but maybe really? Smaller ass. Maybe smaller ass.
Yeah.
Not even that she has smaller ass, bigger tits than me, but she has my like hourglass, I would say, is more defined.
Good. You want that.
Me. But I celebrate her, and she actually is doing amazing work for women.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Because she always looks like she's enjoying it, and she really loves to come.
Now, I have actually news, I think.
Go ahead.
Well, you know what we've been doing is we have been, like, looking at apartments. Do you think we can move during this? Do you think we'll get a good deal from this?
Yeah, absolutely. You absolutely. That's so smart. Where do you want to live?
We have been looking at Carroll Gardens, Bushwick, Greenpoint. To me, those are, like, my three... like kind of Boreham Hill-ish, Park Slope-ish. There's one place that we're seeing that's like down the street from River Dog, and it's
I love
so
that area.
Nice. Yeah, it's like
I
a
feel
little
like that
bit
area is good for you because you can run in the park.
Exact lie.
And oh my God, they're gonna move.
We think, but it's like, but it's hard to know because
my friend is moving like this weekend.
Did they get a good deal?
Yeah, I think she's moving to actually I think Carroll Gardens.
Oh, really?
And she got a really cute one bedroom.
Do I know this mystery friend?
No, she's a Princeton friend.
Can you ask her how she did that? And like where
yeah,
she went,
I
how
will.
She found. But anyways,
I mean, I always find everything on Street Easy.
That's where we've been going. But you know what's
but
crazy?
There's also are you part of Listings Project?
I'm not a part of that. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so you have to sign up for it. It's like a listserv where people are you should check that out because I also got a great apartment there.
What was I going to say? Well, what's crazy about Street Easy is as soon as you get involved, like, we were kind of just doing it, like...
It's so fun to look for apartments.
It's so fun. We kind of start casually, but then it's, like, all of a sudden you find yourself... That's what happened 2 nights ago is literally we started, like, just at midnight perusing Street Easy. 4.5 hours later, I think it's been 5 minutes, I'm foaming at the mouth, saving searches and, like, going absolutely
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, oh, I go
refining.
Absolutely nuts.
It's so crazy. Where does the time go?
Because it makes you think, like, a different kind of life is possible.
Literally, it makes you think that everything is going to change and you will
You're
never
like, I could
back.
Have a backyard. I could write there and I would definitely do that.
Yeah, yeah. And,
But I do, apartments are life-changing. Like, yeah, I miss my little girly.
But, wait. And then, but what's crazy is, like, as soon as you, like, literally even click on anything on Street Easy, like, a broker calls you 20 minutes later and is like, okay, why aren't you here?
Oh, they
like,
are
why aren't you
rock
like, why aren't you here right now? And it's like, I
no,
don't know,
I know,
like, I never heard
They're
about
like,
you
hey,
before
I'm outside
this.
Your house, I'm dressed in a full four-piece suit, and I want to let you into this apartment, and also, I smell like, I don't know what.
I know, they're trying to get us to come see it. We're like,
such intense cologne. They're trying to woo you, but you know what? You know what would woo me? A natural musk of a man.
Exactly, and that's why they're wrong. But, and one more thing, I was, the new trend right now in candy stores that have the metal scoopers is
thank god we got back here
is that now you know gummies, the traditional sense how in a candy store there might be all different sorts of shapes gummies, of course, mm-hmm, bears of course being the most traditional, and then we're getting into sharks,
worms,
sharks, lizards. Now there's a trend going on where they're making these very interesting 3D shaped, they must have made a new machine So it'll be very much like Dolly blocked Legos, or like, and it's all very 3D, and it'll be kind of like these kind of apples that are very 3D gummy apples, small, of course. And that's just a new trend going on right now in gummy culture, that you scoop with a metal scoop.
How big are these apples? I don't really get what's different.
Well, that the what's different is they're not like flat, kind of like a moment. They're literally it's like a ball of gummy, like shaped.
That's
like
very
an
exciting to me. That's actually very exciting.
It's Catherine. It's incredibly exciting.
Yeah, if I was the news right now, I'd be like, candy store is never gonna exist. Can't scoop your little nasty hands in there, little girl.
Oh my god, yeah, literally.
I don't know why I'm being like a Republican right now, but I'm just like annoyed that like the news is so negative, and I guess because the world's ending.
In the beginning of this, I watched the news every day, and now it's like every time, and there's never new information, and they're always just being like,
I know.
So it's like really hard to engage with the news.
But it's also a balance, and like by like if you look at the news, you also remember, oh, that's why I'm fucking locked inside all the time. Because I was like, wait, what am I doing?
Right. Bart. Anyway, so today we might look at a place, but they want us to come there. Is that like, oh, we gotta do? And how do you think I should try to get a deal? Do you think I should try to be a power bitch, like assuming that the person needs me and being like,
well, what are the prices you're seeing?
We're looking around. I have to tell you something. We're looking around. I think ideally we would do like $2,500 we would love a 2-bedroom somewhere and have like either a 1.5 as a separate space to write.
That's definitely cheap. That's definitely very cheap for a 2-bedroom.
Yeah, but like in Bushwick, it's not like 25 to 28 is kind of the sweet spot. But it doesn't need to be like a 2-bedroom, like two enormous bedrooms, like just like a 1-bedroom with enough space where like we won't feel on top of it. I think it's important for us.
That sounds amazing. Well, if you do Bushwick, you know, famously Bri just moved to Bushwick, so right. I'd like that.
How did he find?
He just moved into like his friend's place.
Yeah, that's what's hard. It's like, I don't know.
But now it's like, will we ever be in New York again?
I know, but I it does feel like if I can move, it's like, okay, well then.
We didn't really connect yesterday on the phone.
I know.
It's like, does he not want to talk to me?
No, you know, it isn't that at all. It was like, now I'm in this place where it's like, I'm intermittent fasting. So it's like, wake up. Okay, it's like 1:30-ish.
I've been having such a hard time.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time too. I feel badly because we should talk at least twice a week on the phone.
No matter what. It's like, I actually have been trying make it more of an effort to like call people on the phone because I feel like it makes me feel so much better, but it's like hard to make yourself do it because it's hard to do anything.
Yeah.
But yesterday I called our amazing friend Jeanette Wall and we had the most incredible phone discussion.
Oh, I love her.
We talked for like an hour and it put me in such a good mood.
You know who I went on? It's last night I went on the Zoom for Carrie O'Donnell and Laura, his coworker.
Does he know that I'm addicted to him?
I think he knows. Yeah, because one time talked about it in the pod and he texted. And
he's
like, oh my
so funny. Oh my
god. Well, he's gonna come on soon. He has to find the right date and time,
the right moment. Okay, great. Well, what was I gonna say? We have just a few minutes left.
Yeah, before we'll essentially kind of like wrap it the fuck up. To borrow
as insane as that is
part
to
of
say.
My French. How did that come into vogue?
Yeah. Okay. So, but French. I've decided that to borrow my French. quarantine is about, say it with me, confronting your demons. To pull a phrase from Meg Stalter's podcast, because my demons are my body issues, my food issues, my jealousy issues, my comparing myself to other issues, and they're all rearing their ugly, hideous heads.
Yeah.
And I also I haven't been drinking as we know.
Really?
For 2 days. So I actually kind of am really evolved.
That's incredible.
Well, there's more time. There's more time to think about things even.
When you drink there is?
When you don't drink, there's more time to face your problems.
Yeah, in a bad way, though. No, just kidding.
Oh, a horrible way, of course. Because it's nice, like, there's a relief when it gets dark. You're like, okay, I can, like, now, like, kind of turn off, have a drink, watch TV, go to bed.
Yeah.
And now I'm saying, you know what, girl? Watch a whole movie without looking at your phone. By the way, we watched The Social Network last night.
Oh, did you? Did you like it?
It's an amazing, I mean, I'd already seen it. It's an amazing film.
I saw it only one time in theaters, loved every second of it.
It's so fucking good. And Jesse Eisenberg, I stan. Let's get him on the pod for once.
Please, Jesse, if you're listening, come
please,
on the pod.
Please, Jesse, I know you're listening. How old is he? Ageless.
Ageless, but also like probably literally He's probably between us. Great. He's in the gray between us.
Our friend of the pod, Jabuki, told Bri that Bri posted a baby picture of himself, and Jabuki said that baby Bri looks like Jesse Eisenberg.
Wait, what did you do? Comment on that? Literally, what? Look at me. I'm feeling jealous that Jabuki commented on Brian's Instagram.
I think he commented saying that baby Bri looks like Jesse Eisenberg.
Wow. Okay, Jabuki, definitely feel comfortable to get in my comment sections if you if you're bored. Anyways, okay. So let's show you wrap up.
Are we bringing in our G? Oh, wait till producer sounds off in the combs.
Well, she's like, you can wrap up whenever. It's kind of like her vibe right now.
I have such a hard time with life. Okay, on that note, we're going to bring in our guest.
I have such a hard time with life.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited to have her on the pod. I mean, I can't even believe my little ears.
I can't even believe.
And my eyes.
I'm so scared, but excited to meet a new person. Like, it's the first day of school.
She's an amazing actress, an incredible, incredible social media presence. So kind, so funny, such a delight. We're so excited for our guest today. Put your ears open for the amazing Nicola Coughlin.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.